Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jim Donovan's here. Jim's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We dug him up back in 98 and put him on the show, and we wind him up and set him forth on a regular basis here on the show, and have been now for over 16 years. He's the author of a number of books, including Handbook to a Happier Life, which is a classic. Also, his new book is Happy at Work, 60 Simple Ways to Stay Engaged and Be Successful. He's our good friend, Jim Donovan. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure, always.
It's good to have
wind
you back. That's right. Just wind you up set you down.
Wind me up
the door. That's exactly right.
Go.
Hey, Jim.
Tells me to stop.
What's the big deal with happy? I mean, happy, what is that? What's the big deal?
Well, there's a whole lot of stuff going on right now.
What is happy?
It is an interesting
What is happy?
I can only define it for me. For me, happy, being happy is feeling good about my life, feeling good about what I'm doing, my work, everything around me. And to me, it's an obligation. You know, A Course in Miracles says not only should you be happy, but you have a duty to make yourself happy. How about that?
Well,
you have a right to be miserable. misery is optional. You don't have to be miserable.
The two things, the way I think of happiness is joy. When I think of happiness, I think of joy. And that
But joy I think is maybe is an emotional state, or is happier life, and that's kind of where I'm at. I'm not talking about being happy, you walk around with a big grin on your face, that's kind of, you know, okay, I'm happy, now what? But I'm looking at having a happier life. That's why my first book was Handbook to a Happier Life. I want my life to continually get better. I think we're entitled to that. That's part of our birthright.
Right. No, I agree with that.
Ways to do that.
Well, the main thing is you find joy in your life, and the way to be happy, to me, is to get rid of things that make you unhappy and people.
That's a big step, yeah.
To get rid of things and people that make you unhappy. What do you think about that? I mean, to me, you can work as hard as you want about being happy, but if you continue to hang out with people and stand next to things that make you unhappy, then you're fighting an uphill battle.
Yeah, and a lot of it is people, a lot of what they're finding out in the research. And it's interesting because I've been following Sean Aker. I don't know if you're familiar with his work,
mm-hmm.
about Happiness Advantage. He's up there at Harvard and positive psychology people. And I'm loving it because they're proving scientifically the things that I've been talking about and people like me have been talking about for 20 years and more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ziegler and these guys and Norman Vincent Peale were talking about it 50 years ago.
Right.
Years ago. Now they're validating and they're saying, all right, here's what happens when you're happy, when you're in a positive state of mind, you're 31% more productive. How about that? How about sales? If you have salespeople, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's in sales. We're all in
sales. I'd like to make your salespeople 31% more productive. How about that?
Well, how about this? As opposed to negative or neutral, if you're in a positive state, your salespeople are 37% better at sales, according to the folks at Harvard, all the testing mechanisms. And doctors, I love this one, doctors are 19% faster and more accurate in diagnosing illnesses when they're in a positive frame of mind. So next time you go to the doctor, kind of ask him how he's doing. If he's not having a good day, leave. Go somewhere else. I don't want to have a miserable. He's just liable to misdiagnose.
I'm mm-hmm.
serious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we perform better. It's not brain surgery. It's like, okay, it's an obvious thing. If I feel better, I'm going to be more productive. More productive, I'm going to make more money. I'm going to have more revenue coming in the business. So it comes from there. If you're feeling miserable, you don't even have access to the brain cells, the brain
right.
function.
Right,
that you have in a positive state.
That gets blocked. There's no question about it.
Yeah,
and one of the things.
Have the vision.
One of the things when I talked about getting avoiding and getting rid of things and people that make you unhappy, the reason I think that's so important is because those are the variables that you have little or no control over. And so, if you're not a happy person, if you're not happy for whatever reason, if you aren't capable of disengaging from those things that you know would make anybody unhappy, If you're not capable of isolating yourself away from those things, then you can't really tell if you yourself are capable of being happy without the variables. And mm-hmm. and because if you know that's I just think that's an important point, Jim, because you and I both know that there are people out there, irrespective of what's around them or who's around them, they cannot be happy. And so you need to make sure you know that before you hire them. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I think we're going to see more trend, and it's happening now. Companies are hiring for attitude. Because what they're finding out is the major predictors of success mm-hmm. are not education and where you went to school. That mm-hmm. represents 25% of your success potential. The rest of it is your belief about your own ability. That's kind of an obvious thing. Your attitude, wow, big deal. And is one you love. This is right from Charles Jones. The people you hang out with, people you're associating. So like you said, if I'm hanging around with negative, miserable people, I'm going to start being miserable. I'm going to start feeling miserable, feeling negative. I'm going to get caught up in that negativity because we can all do it. We can all find a conversation with people moaning and complaining about things. And we can get pulled right into it. Next thing we know, our wonderful day is going downhill fast.
Well, I think that's the thing. If you're feeling unhappiness right now, look around. You need to look around and see if you can identify sources of that. And one of the tools that you need to make sure that you have as you're trying to identify these sources of unhappiness. One of the tools is, and this is maybe 50% of the whole process, is a mirror.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the big thing people don't seem to want to get, or they don't want to acknowledge, is that I'm in charge of how I feel. Not you,
right.
Not my wife, not the economy, not the government. God help us there. You know, I am in charge. If I want to feel better, I got to start looking at what am I focusing on? What am I telling myself? Am I complaining about what I don't have, or am I grateful for what I do have? Those are going to change my state immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You can find three things to be grateful for. You're going to start feeling better within the next 30 seconds.
Well, and if you go through that process, And then for some reason you realize that you're identifying most of your negative things that are really coming at you from the mirror and not from other things, then you got to say to yourself, okay, not only am I not making myself happy, I'm the reason I'm not happy, but I may be one of the people these other people want to get away from.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And maybe that's the reason why I didn't get that last job,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. Jim, I need a website, please.
JimDonovan.com.
Easy peasy. JimDonovan.com. Quick break after these messages. More to come with our good buddy Jim. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
And a big old sky, wheels on fire, and I tell you why, I got a high ride.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.